gotta get up. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
You think net neutrality is big? Today, almost exactly 2 years after the song Blurred Lines, you're listening to it now, was released in March of 2013, a trial begins to determine if the hugely popular song by Pharrell Williams, Robin Thicke, and T.I. is actually a ripoff of the song Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye. Listen to Marvin. Well, can you decide? The good news is you don't get to decide. The bad news is whoever does will have their work cut out for them. Musical theft, call it time-shifted collaboration, is, shall we say, not unheard of. Elliot Forrest, midday host on WQXR, WNYC's sister classical music station. Rip-off, tribute, enlightened quotation. Elliot, welcome
borrowing,
to the program.
Stealing, homage.
How do you tell the difference?
Well, I think people can tell the difference, and they know that something is quite similar. I guess I question both historically and in these most recent cases, even with Sam Smith and Stay With Me and Tom Petty, Won't Back Down.
Yeah.
Sam Smith said, I never heard your song, Old Man. Basically, you know, he put a generation between him and going, I'd never heard that. So you have to wonder whether they did hear it, whether it's in the ether. And even if you go back historically to some of the classical musicians, they didn't have recording technology.
No, no, no.
So a lot of these guys had perfect memory pitch. They'd go hear a concert and either consciously or subconsciously just sort of walk out with it.
So it's not like Barry Manilow rips off Chopin. This is more of an orderly process back in the day.
Well, there's different variations. There's different things. I mean, first of all, sometimes people are upfront about it. Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, he admitted
there you go.
It. Johannes Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Haydn.
There you go.
They were right out front about
it. Very polite.
And Franz Liszt's Fantasy on a Theme from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. So this is what Marriage of Figaro sounds like. Right? And then this is Liszt's version of the same thing. It's a bit of a different theme from a different part of it, but he was upfront about it.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to take this melody from this opera and make it my own. Liszt did a lot of transcriptions like
a
lot of operatic transcriptions.
What are some more dubious examples?
Well, then Mozart, for example, took an entire symphony by Michael Haydn. This is the younger brother of Franz Joseph Haydn, the more famous, and just added a short introduction, touched up some wind parts, and passed it off as his own. So he calls it Mozart's Symphony No. 37, but it's really Michael Haydn. Of course, you remember that Michael Haydn symphony, don't you?
Yeah, poor
of
Michael
course.
Haydn.
And he took it from Mozart. I mean, now he's got not only Mozart stealing from him, but he's got that competitive thing with his older brother.
Amadeus.
You know, this happens all the time, especially with Broadway. There's a lot of melodies. Andrew Lloyd Webber, the guys from Liszt, from Les Mis, for example, if you listen to the humming chorus from Puccini's Madame Butterfly and then Bring Him Home, it's exactly the same melody. Exactly. So there's a lot of, not just pop tunes, but Broadway is often going back and forth. There's a somewhat...
And Puccini's not around to... You know, hire a lawyer.
To defend himself anymore. No. There's a somewhat famous story that Andrew Lloyd Webber had just finished writing Memory from Cats, and he had been known to sort of like borrow, steal, homage to Puccini in the past, and it's such a beautiful melody, that Memory from Cats. He called up his father, who was also a musician, and said, I'm afraid I've taken this. What does this sound like to you? And he plays it for him over the phone, and his father said, it sounds like $1 million to me.
And it was.
And it was at least that, and it looks like it might be coming back to Broadway.
So the intellectual property idea is very modern. It wasn't really the same kind of thing back in, you know, the 1800s.
Well, I mean, if you want to go back, I think the most egregious one that I've always loved is there's a tune you know, and I'll get to it in a minute as to why you know it. But Bach took this tune for the St. Matthew Passion from a guy named Hans Leo Hassler in the 15th century.
Poor Hans.
And he's not around to defend himself at all. So let's hear the Hans Leo Hassler original.
My Lord is
Sound familiar yet? Do you know
bit,
why you know
bit,
it?
A little bit. I don't know why I know it.
All right, I'll tell you why you know it, but let's do the Bach version. This is the St. Matthew Passion taken from the Hans Leo Hassler.
Oh.
No credit whatsoever. This is the Bach St. Matthew Passion not crediting Hans Leo Hassler. Did you know why you know it yet?
I don't know why I know it, but I definitely know it. I'm feeling the ether here.
All right. Let's play Paul Simon.
Many's the time I've been mistaken and many times confused.
And none of this goes into court.
No, there's a lyric in a friend's song, my friend John Forrester, that Hans Leo Hassler wrote this in 1599. This is quoting Paul Simon in the song. I changed one or two notes, and now ASCAP says it's mine.
And, you know, the theme from All Things Considered, I believe, on public radio, comes from Carl Maria von Weber.
Is that right? I wasn't aware of that
one. Or maybe
one.
A Brahms. I don't know. It's a classical quotation.
Here's the thing that I don't really understand. There's only eight notes, and that means C twice. I mean, I don't know how you're going to avoid this.
Well, Schoenberg would have said 12.
Right. 12 if you want to slice it up a little bit differently. So it's impossible for me to figure out how even in, I mean, have we run out of melodies, John? Are there new melodies to be written?
I guess the lines are just blurred. Right, Elliot?
Play Dvorak's Ninth Symphony and then play the theme from Jaws, too, if you want to have some fun and hearing
that's
that.
A good one.
Yeah.
What do you think are some famous ripoffs of the past musically? We'd love to hear from you, 8778-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much, Elliot.
Great fun. Thanks, John.
Elliot Forrest, midday host on WQXR, WNYC's sister classical music station.
Support for The Takeaway comes from LegalZoom. For over 10 years, providing solutions for business owners, families, and individuals to get legal help, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. The new comedy directed by John Madden, starring Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, Bill Nye, Dev Patel, and Richard Gere. In theaters everywhere March 6th.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.